back talking backup electric power for your home with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric, as well as Andrew Van Noy from Kohler Generator and Power Systems. We were talking the size of units and what I've got a little meter mounted on my kitchen energy management computer, and I can tell every time an oven turns on, every time an air conditioning turns on, and what they pull. You know, and most of these compressor operated pieces of equipment pull a lot to get started, and then they kind of settle back down. These 8 kW, in my mind, with as little as I know about electric, that'll run an air conditioner and some lighting circuits. But you try and turn an oven on or a second air conditioner, you're going to quickly go past the demands of that unit. That's why the 14s and the 20s, Randy, are the most common you see installed.
That's correct, yes.
Now, when I say a 8 kW generator, is that a generator that's capable of hitting 8 kW when it's in demand just for a short time, or can she come on and run at 8 kW for an extended period of time?
So for standby, that's their rating, right? So they're a standby application. They're rated to run and operate at 8 kW. Now, as far as sizing, it's not recommended to size it for exactly that output. You want to have some buffer in there because of just what you talked about, right?
Yeah.
Starting of motors. So typically that's how a generator is sized. So it might seem like overkill, but you know, you defeat the purpose of your generator if it can't start one of your most important loads.
Absolutely. So that's why we see the 14 and 20s as the most common residential installed. And that will easily start at one or two air conditioners.
Yes.
Keep the refrigerator and the freezer going, and some light circuits.
That's correct. A 14 or 20, depending on the size of your home, can even do a whole house, whole home scenario where it's a seamless transition where you really don't have to adjust your living standard at all.
I don't know what brand they use, but we've got some friends that work on the RO ranch, and that's all they have is generators. So their entire life is scheduled around these 2-hour windows in the morning and afternoon when they, you know, do their cleaning and showering and laundry. And
can we get their names?
They close
so I can
out
make
to
sure
dry.
They have Kohlers. me and Randy will take care of them.
Phone systems don't even work out there. We have to wait to hear from them when they come into town. But anyway, the most popular question we've been fielding and receiving so far is everybody asking, can I put this in if I'm not living rural? Can this go into Central Phoenix? Can this go into Tucson? You know, if I live close to downtown, but I want the backup, this can absolutely go on any application.
Oh, for sure. A lot of homes in town may have natural gas available. And if you don't, we can bury a tank or put a tank. And these things don't take up a whole lot of room. So, yeah, right downtown, they're absolutely available.
And you had said earlier that it sounds about like an air conditioner. So it's not like when it comes on, the whole neighborhood's going to know that you're clicking, clacking away.
Yep, and that's a consideration that was made in the, you know, engineering of these generators too. So they're not very loud at all.
Which leads me to another question. I was actually going to ask off air because it's a selfish question, but we got a text asking the same. So I figured more than people. What about portables? Do y'all have anything that's on wheels that I could pick up and roll around? And I asked that. We spend a lot of time at rodeos, and the kids are like, why don't we get a generator? I'm like, do you want to be as obnoxious as that family over there? Well, you can't even sleep, the thing's so darn loud. But I have seen propane tank ones. Does Kohler make one you put a 5-gallon propane tank?
Yeah, so they do make portable generators. I mean, obviously that is geared more to like maybe camping or job site stuff. I wouldn't recommend that for like a home backup system.
No, I'm just talking for exactly camping and
yeah,
rodeos.
Yeah, so they do offer that, and we do have a full catalog up to 12 kilowatt, I believe, in portable.
Okay. And again, it's quiet.
Yeah, portable maybe not so much because it's just not set up for that, but definitely our home standbys.
You just need a trailer mount of 14 kW that you can bolt onto the horse trailer. Take it with you when you go. That's a very unique installation.
Nice thing about those portables and the propane's never going to go bad, and that's always something you have to worry about with a gas-powered one. Yep. When was the last time you ran it? How old's the gas in it? Do you need to pump it out? You don't want to gum up the carburetor and the components inside. You don't have any of that concern with propane. It lasts forever in the tank.
No, and we do see that too. I mean, diesel options when you start looking at like light commercial, industrial, but propane's nice because if it leaks out, it's not a spill, right? It's going to vent to atmosphere. Not that you want propane leaking out, but you know that is a consideration that people make when they're choosing what type of fuel they'd use.
Well, Andrew, I can't thank you enough for coming in, this taking time off your weekend and coming in talking to us and all the Arizona homeowners this morning. Randy as well, I appreciate your time coming in. Randy, you've got a little offer for the Rosie on the House listeners. Could you repeat that offer and your phone number, please, as far as the service call and the charge to get an assessment as to whether it can work at my house or not?
Yes, if you call us at 623-587-7370, for a $75 service charge, we'll come out and take a look at your situation, talk about generator options, talk about your needs and sizing and all that stuff, and then we can provide you a quote. And of course, with most installs, that $75 service charge is waived. And of course, we do have financing options available, some no-interest plans and others to choose from.
And again, your service area.
For the generator size service.
That's correct. We'll go as far as Sedona, Prescott, Chino Valley.
And how far south?
We'll go to Casa Grande.
Pinal County. Okay.
Close to Yuma.
Now, if you go to Yuma, you'd cover Tucson as well?
Yes.
All right. And Fox Valley, available at what phone number?
623-587-7370.
Randy, Andrew, thanks a million for coming in. Folks, this is a part of us, Rosie on the House, trying to become your best friend, making sure you're prepared for every circumstance.